You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to Two Funny Mamas.
I'm Kim Whitley.
And I'm Sherry Shepherd.
Why do you always have to think of who you are? I mean, like, you got a bunch of felons, alias out there. Why do you stop to say, who am I?
No, it's like it's a dramatic pause. So when you say, I'm Kim Whitley, then I want to go, and I'm Sherry Shepherd. It's like a little beat before I enter into the room.
Okay, I get it. You've been doing talk too long.
Well, not today. I just want to say you're looking particularly lovely today.
Oh, well, thank you. I put this together myself. You know, waiting on you to come on. Waiting here. Been waiting.
You know what it was? I was going to come on, and I ran, and I didn't have my hair. And I went, oh, my God, my face is made up. I had to put the hair on.
You jumped on here in front of Chris and Nate with no hair on. It'd have made my day.
I would have made your day. I didn't want to traumatize Nate. It was bad enough. You know, last week I didn't have my hair on, and because I had just walked the dogs and I was running late. So I had to just slide on in with the natural.
No, you didn't have your bra. Oh, yes, yeah, right. You didn't have your hair on.
Yeah, my bra. I ain't got a bra on today because this is like my bra straps would show.
With all that hair.
Yeah, that's why. Well, I think
let's get it. Our listeners are probably like, "What the hell?"
I know.
Which one are you leading today? Is it Kim?
Leading.
You know, leading. Yes, you're going to lead the show, and this time I'm going to let you lead. Like I'm really.
Sherry, do you remember the first time, I can't remember which episode it was, that you were like, Kim's leading today. I'm tired of these people saying I don't let her talk. Ah. Sherry's pissed. And then Kim shows up with a guest on the day she's supposed to talk the most.
I know.
She's like, yeah, I'll solve this riddle.
You know what happened though, Chris? It was so funny, and I'm going to let you lead. There was a lady, and I literally, because I'm not crying anymore over this mess. But one lady, literally, the last podcast that we had, The Brother Catcher, was to me to date one of our best podcasts. It gets better for us. You know, we get into our groove. And so one lady wrote one of the comments. She was like, the tension was so thick. It was so uncomfortable watching you two. And I think because when we were talking about politics, you know, I think at one point you were like, no. And I didn't like it when you interrupted me because I was going to say something. And I get irritated with you. You get irritated with me. That's how friends are. And I started to tell you about yourself. And I was like, no, we ain't doing a podcast. So that probably, but that wasn't like tension was thick. I just was going to check you and you would have checked me. And then we would have started laughing like we always do. But she was like, the tension was so thick and I couldn't even watch and it was uncomfortable. And you're so mean to Kim. And I laugh. But this is what I want people to know. Not playing the victim. Kim literally in real life is so, like, I'm bossy on the podcast. Kim in real life, Chris and Nate, is so bossy. And everybody says it. Everybody talks about how bossy
No. I'm not bossy. You are bossy. We just had this conversation about you trying to be a little more feminine. Remember we said this, softer up, stop bossing everybody around. So, and if I was a man, and I want you to feel like I'm a man right now, I need you to talk to me as if you would talk to me if I was a man and I was on the podcast with you.
Okay, we did have this conversation last night, probably about 11 o'clock, Kim. And I said that I wanted to, you kind of misinterpreted what I said to you. Okay.
What, with your mustache growing? You got a mustache hair? What's happening? No. She's trying to get something off her lip for our listeners.
I think
you're a bully, Kim.
You said what you were thinking the same thing, Chris?
You're a bully, Kim.
Kim is a bully. And just the fact that I got a fork on the side of my computer that I can use to pull it. I got three forks over here. No, what we were saying, Kim, was we were talking about the fact that I said I want to soften up my demeanor like this. Chris, because again, I run a business. We do this podcast, i.e. I run this podcast, you know, working, raising a child. I have a team of people that work for me, as do you, Kim Whitley. And I'm so used to being a boss because even like when I have to talk to Chris, people tend to take advantage of women. So I want people to know that I mean business. When I'm talking to you, this is what I want done. So otherwise, like take for instance, this border that we got, this yellow and pink border. That wasn't my idea. That was Chris Densman from Midcoast Media. Now it works.
Denman.
Why'd you say Denman. It like it was so bad?
Oh, I've been calling
horrible.
Chris Densman. It's not horrible. I didn't say horrible.
Look how you said it. Listen how you said it. You said his whole name. You could just be like, this border was not my idea. It was Chris. But you said, I just want you to know, this border, this pink and yellow border, all detail, was Chris Densman, Midcoast Media. He lives at such. It wasn't my idea.
See, and she said my name wrong on purpose to talk down.
And, right. said, and you have to. You got to say people's names wrong on purpose so they know you mean business. So I said Chris Densman. That's exactly what I said, even though his name is Chris Denman. I'm softening it up. It's Chris Denman. So I said to Chris, he was like, how do you like this border? And I was like, well, and then he had already put it on there. And he said, how do you like the border I did? And I said, well, I didn't tell you to do it, but I like it. But next time, Chris, ask me first, Chris, before Chris. You start putting borders on things. So, Chris, and I said,
see that boss, that boss stuff? See that boss stuff? It's two funny mamas.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, so, I was speaking
I love
for
the
you.
Border. I love the border. I like that you took initiative. But next time, Chris, maybe you should just run it by Boss Moss, Sherry, and just so she won't get her panties in a wad. You know, I love it. I mean, you can run it by me, but I think it's beautiful and it enhances our podcast.
Yeah, we had we had Nate build that, and then we put that in, and
you I'm see all this talking, what you was doing, all of that talking, we don't need. That's what I'm saying. He got to explain how he was talking to Nate, and da 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 da. Like, just run it by me. Don't do nothing without me saying yes or no. You doing all of that Gucci Gucci. You know what, Kristen, I love the podcast, and maybe next time you can just run it by the Boss Moms. And that did not, Chris is over here going, well, you know, I talked to Nate.
You see
about
me looking at you? No, really, you've lost your mind. Wait a minute. I know there is an app or a site, Dang-a-lang on call. Dang-a-lang on call. This got to be some rent-a-husband, rent. This got to be something. Please come break off Sherry Shepherd, but don't look her in the face and leave through the back door. Okay. I posted that.
What I'm saying, Kim, is when I talked to you last night, I said, Kim, I'm so used to being the boss outside. It spills. But you see, I got Chris to be quiet when I started being the boss. It spills over into
He can't get a word in. What do you want him to do? He could not get a word in. You see, and then your level went up. Your neck was moving. See, Kamala Harris in the debate, her neck didn't move. Her voice did not go up. She just said, you could have just said to Chris, I'm speaking now. I'm talking. Mr. Chris, I am talking.
I'm not calling him no Mr. Thank Chris. You out of your damn mind. I'm not calling him Mr. Chris. I'm speaking. Is it okay, Mr. Chris? No, this is what I'm going to take from Kamala. Chris, I will not sit here and have you lecture me and put stuff before me that you didn't run by me. I will not sit here and have this. Get the fly out your head, Chris.
But look, this is why. You see what I'm saying? There's a much better way. There's always a better way to say things.
There actually is, Kim, and that's what we talked about.
It's because Chris is a white man. You feel that he does not.
I talk to black men that way,
damage.
Too. Ooh. No, that's not true. I talked to
we
you know,
really,
and you know
we really
this.
Tend to really kid glove with our black men. We like
That's not true, Kim. You know, I talked to Black men.
Been through the civil rights and slavery. We don't want to put nothing else on them. So we really be extra soft.
Huh? You're such a weirdo because Black men complain about the way I talk to. And you know that, Kim. They all say I'm bossy. David Arnold, everybody says that I'm bossy. Chris Spencer, they all say I'm bossy.
So you ain't never got the back of your arm pinched by a man?
By my mother, a bossy woman. I'm just saying, I do recognize, Chris, that I talk to you very firmly and sometimes harshly. And I'm trying to move so that that doesn't spill over into my personal life with a man, because and Chris, I'm just using your name because I can't think of nobody else.
Well, Chris, thank you for pronouncing it right.
And I'm not even pronouncing it right, but that was on purpose. Anyway, no, but if Chris and I were in a relationship, I can't talk to Chris that way in a relationship. He's not going to stand for it. He's not going to want to hear, meh, 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 you know, me mispronouncing his name and telling him, well, run to your mama if you can't handle it. Chris don't want to hear that.
Okay, well, why don't you practice? You have to practice in your work life. So when you go home to your man, significant other, or you run into him, it's a habit. It's a habit, okay. Because I've learned that too. It's hard to turn it off when you say you got your husband at home. It's hard to turn off that boss when you hit the door. My daddy always told me you got to turn that off. You're not the boss of the house.
Kim, how about the fact that we're sitting here, we all have these nice conversations, we've got these awesome, cool, creative ideas, work well together, and she throws in why she's stern with me is because she doesn't want to get taken advantage of. Can you believe that? She threw that out there and put me in with the, if she's not firm with me, then I'm going to take advantage of her.
Well, I mean, you're not.
Hurt. Why are you hurt, Chris? We don't know you. Chris, we don't know you. You can be a
It always goes back to that.
Here we go.
I don't know you. No.
I don't know you.
You know,
I don't know how you act with a woman. Okay, go ahead, Sherry.
Yeah, we started working together with Chris in May because that was our first show, our first podcast. And thank you, listeners, for sticking with us and hanging in there. All 33,000, I think we're at 400, Kim, of you
crushing
subscribers.
It.
What?
You're crushing it. Your YouTube channel keeps growing.
We're so thankful for you guys. And so we've been rocking with Chris since May, and we just starting to get to know Nate. And, you know, so it's been really nice. So as far as May, we trust you, Chris, as far as May.
That's it.
Never mind, I interviewed Sherry like 3 years ago, 4 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that's how I first met Chris. Chris interviewed me 3 years ago.
Well, let's change
that. He sent me
that.
To a sleep tank. He got me a sleep. I went to a sleep tank where I got in a pod, you know, when you're naked and you lay in the salt, you float in the salt for an hour. Chris did that for me. And that was a lot of fun.
I've never done that.
Well, when you go to St. Louis, when Two Funny Mamas comes to St. Louis, Chris will take you to the pod where you float naked in salt. Now, it's not two people, Kim. It's just one.
You know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wait a minute now.
I'm sure Chris can inquire. Is it a two people pod?
Yes. Like, wait a minute.
Nate says that's extra.
It's literally, Kim, if you've never done it, it is the best. You float, you get in a big pod. It's like the Aliens movie. You get in this pod, it's completely dark, and it's like 90 pounds of salt water. And you can't, no matter how much you try to stay like seated, you will float. And you're naked, you close the pod. And it's completely black. It's like you're floating in space. And if you go to sleep for an hour, it's like you've been asleep for a week. It was so refreshing. And you just
can go to sleep because you're not going to go under. So you could fall asleep.
You're not going to go under. You're not going to drown. You literally, it's so much salt. You float. Now, don't go in there with no cut on your leg.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I was going to say.
That's bad.
If you have a cut.
Do you have on swimming trunks? Keep the salt out your kitty cat. That'll give me high blood pressure. I get all that salt up in there.
But salt is healing. You know that. You get that salt in there. You're going to heal whatever is going on. Whatever issues. I can't remember. I think I might have kept on like a thong bikini or something like that. But everything else was off.
And I wonder how they keep it clean.
They drain it. It's a whole process.
It's like a whole sanitary process. And then they at like 55 minutes, they wake you up, Miss Shepherd, or something like that. And you wake up gently. It was so refreshing. So thank you, Chris. That I will.
I'm gonna try to find a salt pod. I wanna do that. And let's find one in the Cryon. I wanna get in the Cryon tank. That real cold.
Yeah, LeBron James does that. So let's go. We'll find it and we'll let you guys know how it is. Salt water and Cryon. So we can stop crying because we're alone. Yeah.
I heard the Cryon is cold.
It's cold. So you you got these Elton John glasses on. That's the elephant in the room. Why do you wear glasses that are so weird? People like them though.
People love them.
Glasses.
I have an eyeglass line. Look, I said I got a glass line too.
What?
Whitley wear on Instagram, but it's on my I have a girlfriend who I partnered with. It's I Wear by Rocky, letter I, and then Wear WAR by Rocky, RAQUI. But it's
interject, yeah. And I'm going to let you talk about these glasses.
No, that's fine.
And I have to bring Chris into it. Chris,
hello.
Here again is a prime example of this girl has an eyewear line. Did you know about this?
You talk about not knowing me. We don't know you, Kim. This is a problem.
We don't know you. Like, you got an eyeglass. You've written books. You've invented stuff. Now you got an eyeglass line? Keep
Sherry,
going.
I'm Sherry, so you're going to find out she's a mayor of some city in Iowa or something.
Yeah, probably. Like, she's a mayor in Cleveland somewhere. Mm-hmm. A senator in the House of Representatives.
You know what? I really do want to ask you something today and get your opinion. It's just an interesting, I'd like to ask Chris and Nate. I have a friend of mine. He is Caucasian. We have been on and off, dating, whatever, for years. I went to the Emmys.
Is this Ask a White Dude segment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ask a White Dude segment.
These white slots are getting filled more and more. I don't like it one bit.
You know, when a white man mad, you get with another white man.
We need a theme music.
This week on Ask a White Dude.
If somebody wants to come up with theme music for Ask a White Dude.
Don't make it corny. Make it cold.
Make it cold.
You got to be corny.
It's just Glenn Miller in the mood.
So now we've entered into Ask a White Dude segment. Oh, all right, let's go. All right, go.
Quickly, I'd like your opinion. We've been friends for years. Very good-looking guy, has good money. And I think I asked you, Sherry.
What a great trait.
What? Did you?
He is really good-looking. No.
Yes.
Listeners and fans, when I tell you, he is really good-looking and he has money. Okay. All right.
Yes, and we've been friends for a long time, and he lives in Utah, Oregon. He got so many houses everywhere, but so
red flag, Utah.
And I mean, it's all about a red flag too. He sent me a picture of his new house. Yes, and it's on the river the river. And he sent me a picture, and I was like, "Where are you?" And he was like, "A new house. I just bought another house on the river. It's beautiful. You could just see his feet in the river, and way in the back." I saw this red flag and I said, what's the red flag? And he took him a long time to respond. And I said, is that a Make America Great Trump flag? And it took him a long time to answer. And yes, he came back and he said that I didn't vote. This is what killed me. I didn't vote for him, but I believe in his policy. And he saved me a lot of money as a businessman. See, financials, the people on a certain tier. And I was so floored. Now, this conversation has been going on for about 3 months, maybe 2 months, because I just didn't answer. I was done. I said, what? And when he said that, then he waited a while and then came back. He said, does this mean I'll never hear from you again? And blah, blah, blah. And I said, I finally said this, and I guess if you can help me with this, I said, I don't, I, I get why you want to support somebody who helps you financially, but when a person is leaving human carnage all over the world, like he is a horrible human being. I said, I thought I knew your heart. He has children locked up in cages. We're talking 200 million people. How many people done died? 200,000. How many people done died?
210,000.
210,000 people have died because of this disease. We are talking human life. He's killing the world. He's killing the economy. How can you, as a human being, say, I support him? He came back and he showed me some pictures of his grandchildren. That's what it was. And he was like, I love them so much. And this is why. I was like, what? So my question to ask a white guy.
Oh, God, this is loaded.
I know. Why that's heavy. You didn't expect that, did you, Nate? Yeah. And Chris? Be careful how you tread.
I thought in this segment we just talked about dumb things we'd done. But okay. Go ahead.
No, God created you to be a white dude for a reason, Chris. Now step up to the plate.
Right. You better step it up.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, I was like, oh, maybe they'll ask me what kind of white guy snacks I eat. This could be fun.
I actually like the rat snacks.
You better put on that thinking cap. Tell us how your mama raised you. You and Nate.
He's always talking about Joshua, and him and Joshua get along. And he was like, bring Joshua up. I'm going to take him fishing. But which really is. Right. I don't know how.
For the record, I want to say about this guy, he loves Kim. Like, I just found this out. But he loves Kim. He loves Joshua. He so has wanted to be with Kim for a long time. And they've been friends because Kim won't, you know, she's never gone over, slid down the vanilla slope. But he has wanted her for a long time. So this is a shock. Now, I've been giving y'all time to get your thoughts together. And I'm telling you.
Chris, you want to go first?
So it's on you and Nate.
No, this is the Nate first question, I feel like. For sure. Absolutely.
You're going to put it on Nate.
Yeah, that's
right. This is Nate's first question. Absolutely.
This is
kind of
complicated. This is why you have openers in at stand-up comedy. Like, go see how this crowd's going. Let's see.
This is kind of complicated, but pretty cut and dry for me at the same time.
Kim's not listening.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Kim, he's about to answer.
I know. I got to get Joshua out of here. Joshua, don't be disrespectful. Go eat your cereal. Go eat your breakfast.
Can I go to Kingsley's?
Not now. You're going later. Go eat your breakfast.
Oh, man.
Jeffrey, open up the gate so Denny's can deliver the food. Okay. Make sure the gate is open so they can deliver it right to the door.
Yeah, and put some lotion on your legs. Okay.
But don't make sure the dogs are not out. Okay, while you were doing yours, I was like, let me do my
And get the cat.
You know, they're going to put it at the door in about 15 minutes, your breakfast. Okay, there we go.
So, I mean,
that's two funny mamas. What are we going to do?
I think we all have compromised morals on some level. Everyone makes some sort of compromise or tells themselves like, oh, it's worth it. The ends justify the means on some level. And I would see it's a really big red flag if he was texting you the rhetoric, if he was like puppeting the positions. Sounds like he's letting his money, which I bet is doing better than ever. And if he was really vocal against it, I mean, maybe he would have a very hard time under the other policy. That puts him in a tough position. When he says, my kids, he's thinking of his legacy financially as well. And he imagines them having a certain quality of life. So I get the compromised morals. And also, because I have compromised my morals all the time. Just I don't have enough money to compromise them on that level. So I get it. And if he was texting you the rhetoric, if he was like, yeah, well, you know, migrant caravans and blah, 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 blah. If he was spouting that stuff off to you, uh-huh. I'd never talk to that motherfucker again. That person again. But
right.
It's a little different if he's like just kind of stuck between his finances and his like core beliefs.
That's a tough one. This is my question for you, because I get what you're saying about compromising. The ends justifies the means. But if you're a person who that is something that is close to your heart and you have a lot of moral character and moral integrity, it would seem that you'd have a really hard time being with somebody who could compromise all of the stuff that he does just because it's affecting his finances. I think that would be really
difficult. He's being a little Machiavellian, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, I'll say what I need to say and I'll believe what I need to believe in order to preserve my, you know, financial integrity. And yeah, but you know, I have a couple friends who grew up out West and they're Trump supporters. One of them mm-hmm. is the best slap bass player, funk bass player you'll ever meet in your life. He is obsessed with R&B and soul music. All of his mm-hmm. heroes, his self-proclaimed heroes are African-American, jazz musicians, soul musicians. And he's just a little confused. You know what I mean? Some people are just a little confused right now. And I think right now, especially white America, is very confused. And one way to look at it is maybe you have an opportunity to take this person with an amazing platform and all these financial things and to kind of show them the light a little bit, because they're probably just blinded by the situation they're in. It's so imposing and overwhelming that they can't see how compromised they are. That's another way to look. If you want to be optimistic, or he's just ruthless.
I was going to say, if you've been close with him for that many years, the flag thing is a really weird, like, that would be something that you could think would be like that would be okay to take a little too far, because you're like, what kind of personality, like, why did you need to fly that flag?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, because you could support him quietly, whatever, but if you're going to take it, that's the thing where, the red flag, literally, where that flag goes up, where you're like, it's either him just trying to, you know, get a laugh with his neighbors or something, or it's a weird personality flaw or something. Like, I don't know. That's because, I don't know. But that's what he believes, and you just got to figure out if he means more to you than the position it's presented. Because
yeah, you know his soul better than we do.
But that, see, Sherry, wow. Your turn. What do you think?
I just that think, was, I Nate, think
thank you, Chris. That was good. I like supporting quietly.
Really, and Nate,
that was very good. Thank you for asking.
Got to see the thinking side, the deep, you know, psychological side of Chris and Nate. I love it.
Love it.
I've always wondered how people who are opposites, you know, make a marriage work. Like, if you know James Carville and his wife, do you guys know James Carville's wife? James Carville is a Democrat. He worked in the Clinton administration. His wife is a Republican. She's worked in the Bush administration. Yet they've been married for like 30 years. And I always wondered, they both used to come on The View, and I always wonder, how do you guys stay married for so long, and you're polar opposites in your political beliefs? Your political beliefs inform so much about who you are, but they did it. And they don't talk about politics at home. This one is such a divide, what we're going through right now, because mm-hmm. it's a racial divide, it's a class divide. So it would be a little bit harder to even be with him, I think. I understand the financial things, because let's face it, you and I are in an income level when we got a good acting gig that we benefit from some of what the policies are. That doesn't mean I'm gonna vote for him, because the other stuff matters more to me. The humanity.
That's what
side.
I'm saying. That's the
so
part
I think
that
you're so much into the humanity side and the moral side of his character. I don't know if that would gel with you, just him going financial, because that's a bit of a selfish side. You know, I need my finances to be okay, even though I want my grandkids. Yes. It's not about the human race. It's about what's right around me. I think it would be really hard for you. Plus, you haven't stepped out and been in an interracial relationship. So this, to be into an interracial relationship, your first interracial relationship, and he got a red flag, Make America Great Again, would be extremely difficult for you, Kim. You have a black son. This man would be instrumental in being a part of Joshua's life. So what do you want him teaching Joshua? It's all about the money. So screw everything else. I think it would be, y'all probably need to continue, and like, we'd just be friends, and I'll be compassionate and loving and show you the humanity side of who I am and what I stand for. And that might change his heart.
Right. But so it's going to change his heart when Biden and Harris win this election, because I'm going to be all up in his face with it.
And there you go. Now he's going to lose a bunch of money, because they're going to tax him and at major levels. So
I think
to be in a relationship.
I did like this. Wait, hold up. Wait. That might change my mind. No, I'm just messing with you.
You're so funny. I think, I think chill with the relationship thoughts. I say still be friends with him, because sometimes you got to operate in love with somebody, and you can, like Nate said and like Chris said, you can show him something different.
Yes. Okay.
But relationship, no.
It ultimately comes down to, is he worth trying to make understand why you have a problem with that? And because you have to decide, is he worth pushing through or is he not? Do you think that he's worth saying, hey, here's why you supporting Trump affects me directly and all of my family and my friends and all that stuff. And if you think he's capable of pushing past that and having some empathy, having some understanding, then go
just
for
the
it.
I think it's just the fact that he did not denounce white supremacy. That is a direct effect on me and would be his stepson. Are you kidding me? That is direct. Just that alone and puts me in danger.
So that's what you have to decide. Do
I want to be fiscally sound or in danger?
Well, I have a fiscal or financial argument maybe you could bring to him. If you look at the coronavirus, we've lost 210,000 people. An actuary who works for a life insurance company values a single human life between $7 and $9 million. So 210 times $7 million equals $1.47 trillion of economic just hard losses. If you think about the economic contribution of a single human life in America. So, all right, how good was it for the financials when you've lost trillions of dollars in human capital?
Well, that's human capital. You know what that makes me think of?
I changed. I think I'm gonna break off Nate. I think
happened live on air.
That was pretty
shifted. Man, it's been months building up.
It shifted.
If this damn pandemic would have ended a month ago, I would have been out in LA just sitting by her pool, living out my days.
Nate? That was a good one.
That was a good one.
And it makes me think I'm worth $7 million and I'm getting with these broke ass.
Yep.
Did you just put your net worth out there?
Well, that's what Nate said.
No, that's what Nate said.
I'm worth $7 to $9 million if I wasn't here.
Got it.
And let me tell you something. If I knew that information 20 years ago, I sure wouldn't just gave it out willy-nilly. I would know my worth.
And thank you for Ask a White Dude segment. Now we needed our jingle.
I know. Now we did. That concludes Ask a White Guy section. That
you
is
keep
funny.
Saying white guy. It's Ask a White Dude. Please get it right.
Oh, see, wait. Did anybody catch that? Did anybody catch the boss moth and the tone? You heard that, right, Chris?
I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, so get
I'm
it right.
I'm Team Sherry now since you broke up with me.
Oh,
on air, live.
Yeah, right. I did. And I really, in this day and time, I'll take both of y'all. Huh?
Okay, you are going to destroy. Do you understand? There's a comment that I wanted you to read where the girl says, you two are my aunties. And I love listening to your podcast because I get wisdom. And you keep telling her, I'd have given it to both of you for free. So will you stop it?
Okay, sorry.
Before you go on to leave, please give the information about your glasses because everybody's going to be like, you to cut this girl off. Tell them about your eyeglasses, please.
Well, I got to look it up, but it's on Instagram. Go to Instagram and it's Eyewear by Rocky. And that would be the letter I, like I, and then wear, W-E-A-R, by, B-Y, and then Rocky, R-A-Q-U-I.
Oh, God. It was all going good until we got to Rocky. R-A-Q-U-I.
I don't know why she did that, but this is...
So Eyewear by Rocky on Instagram. Oh, that's cute. I love those.
Yeah, she has a lot of these.
And those are, if you want to know where Kim, her wacky, wild eyeglasses, she's got an eyeglass line, which she's told no one about, apparently.
Here, we'll open it up to just your camera, Kim, if you want to show those off. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Cute.
Isn't that cute? That's
Keep
a pair. Eyewear. Oh, I was gonna grab another one. Oh, wait, got dark. Let me see, where are my glasses? You've seen me in some of these glasses, Sherry.
I've seen you in all of them, and you're weird.
But you know when I was doing my Corona Chronicles?
Yes, and you know I what? Saw and you the glasses. But you know me, I don't like big designer glasses. I like them pretty subtle. You know, for me, my eyeglasses, I like just really regular. I'm a librarian freak. That's what I like.
Oh my God, look at that.
Not...
I didn't look at the
bring it to the camera. Bring it down. Okay. Yeah. Oh, those are cute. Okay.
Look at the Delta Sigma Theta ones.
Oh, Delta Sigma Theta glasses. Those are cute. All right.
I wear, so you can see the name. I wear by Rocky and Whitley Wear. Okay.
We're going to put that in the comments. Thank you for telling us, Kim. Not.
You're welcome. So, okay, you're right. Let's go to the comments right here. Which one? Is it by Lulani Ross or Jay Burt?
Why are you jumping down? I printed it.
Didn't I say?
I want the listeners to know this is all of the topics. The 20-minute break.
No. I got that. But your bossy self said, tell the people to comment about the girl that calls us the auntie. Did she not direct me there, Chris? Did she not?
No, I said there was a comment.
Oh, now Chris ain't going to say shit. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. But now this is the bull. This is it right here.
You should have known me better. Listen to me. You can't break up with Chris on the air and expect him to jump on your side willy-nilly. You're not going to treat him like that. But what I'm saying is I didn't say read the comments. I said there was a commentor named Lulani who said this.
First of all, is that a word? A commentor? That ain't no real word. Why are you always just a gabby and flabbing and philanthropian and just a and the, just stop. You just always flapping your jaws on some words that ain't even real.
Look, I'm gonna tell you this. Follow the I stayed up to 2 a.m. with all of this.
I got it. I'm on. So I'm on it.
Go in the direction that I put on the paper and leave.
Can I tell you something? We have not hit one thing on your little raggedy paper.
I didn't know you were going to do Ask a White Dude segment. You didn't tell me you had that. I would have put it in.
You know what? It was just on my heart. It was good. It was perfect time. It might not have been good. Next week.
Chris, we need to know when the 20-minute mark is.
Oh, do you?
Are we there?
Oh, yes, you're well. You're well in.
What?
You're over halfway. You're over halfway through what you want your podcast.
Let me call
Asia.
What? You mean all of that? Ask a White Dude took 30 minutes to get through.
that was deep.
Kim's heart. We had to go deep on it.
Oh, gosh. This is going to be a long one. Kim, afterwards, we have to do a promo for Sheila. Remember that.
Don't forget, you've got songs and a graphic, too. Do we just want to lay out the whole production?
And we got songs. Oh, my gosh. How do we get so off track by me letting this...
Come on now. I got a drive-by birthday party between 12 and 1.
And this is what I say, y'all. When y'all say, you don't always don't let Kim talk. Because now we, okay. Keep
okay,
going,
that's
Kim.
The first time I ever ran my mouth about something. So let's move on to the next thing on our on your stay up to 2, 3 a.m. producing your show.
I stayed up till 2.
Okay. So we would like to move on to what, pretty girl? What? Don't get excited because I called you pretty girl. I'm uncomfortable the way you looked up.
I'm not leading, so I'm not going to answer. You got the topics. You got the topics right there. I sent them to you.
Okay, well then let's go right on in. I don't know which one is more important.
Why don't we go to the debate? Because we won't be able to talk about the other stuff we can talk about next week. Let's go to the debate. And we're going to make this quick.
Okay, let's make it quick. You don't want to. There is a People magazine that says Sherry Shepherd will not stop talking. Okay? So, every time I'm going to refer to that. Every time Sherry Shepherd won't stop talking. People magazine, don't you dare try to come for me because you are the one to be running your lips. Matter of fact,
it says, and why should she stop
Kim, talking? Kim, do you want us to get a screen grab of that and flash it on the screen every time Sherry's running long?
Yes. And I need a bail. I need a bail. Just like on the debate. I need a bail. I need something that says, okay, you're at the 2-minute mark. It's time to hush it up.
So let's look, I don't know if I should do it. Here's a fly in my hair.
That's what I'm going to say. When you're going too long, I'm going to say fly in the hair. Remember that, Chris, that's going to be the signal.
That's our code.
You run her mouth. Fly in the hair.
I got to put on the blonde part. What is it? Fly in the hair.
Wait, is that pubic hair?
Stuck in your hair. It's eyelashes.
Oh, okay.
She asked if it was pubic hair. Why would she have a
who said that? Did Kim say that? Pubic hair. You're so weird. They're eyelashes.
You know, some people shave their pubic hair and keep it. I don't know.
Who?
Who does that? Who does that, Kim?
Don't worry about who does it.
Is he got a red flag?
All right. So we're going to talk about the debate. How many of y'all watched the debate, people? Me and Sherry have talked about this. Chris and Nate, you watched the debate? Yes, they watched it.
Yep.
I don't think they did.
No, I did. Nate did too. Yeah.
They didn't watch it.
Sherry, go with what was your thoughts, your first knee-jerk reaction to the debate, the vice presidential debate with Kamala
Harris. All right,
Harris,
you guys. Yes. Our listeners already know. Give me only 30 seconds on the mic, Chris. Our listeners already know that we're Democrats, both Kim and I. So we're Kamala Biden. I thought Kamala held it down. I thought she just did it. I did, you know, she got her points across. I did feel she deflected on some issues. But overall, I thought she handled it. Didn't like the moderator.
Ah, okay. All right. My turn. 30 seconds on the clock.
Ms. Whitley, you have 30 seconds. Your response.
Need a little clock going on.
Yeah, I feel like I enjoyed the debate. I felt like Kamala handled it. I wanted her to push a little bit more on some of the points that Pence kind of skipped over. And maybe she skipped over some things also. But I also felt like she let him talk a little too much. Even though she cut him off, she was very kind. And I get it. You might have to work with him one day. But he said a few things that he needed to be checked on. You know, when she talked about the pandemic council that Obama had put together.
Ms.
Why
Whitley,
did she turn
time.
Him and say, well, where is it? Are you serious?
Ms. Whitley, your time.
Are you kidding me?
Ms. Whitley, your time.
Okay, but
can you
overall,
add 15
I think you
seconds to my clock.
No, you're not reclaiming your time. I feel like overall she did a good job for the Biden-Harris team. She handled her business because she held her neck. Not once did she give us the black girl neck. That's all I got to say. Okay.
Can I have 15 seconds added
to my 30
seconds? 15
seconds to Ms. Shepherd's time.
Add 15 seconds.
Your response.
Okay.
I felt that Pence, you know, it was very hard for him to defend Trump in any shape, fashion, or form. I felt that Pence deflected. I felt that when they asked Pence a question about anything, we need you to denounce racism. He's like, well, you know, Denzel Washington, he's an actor, just like Chadwick Boseman is an actor. Thank you for asking me that question. But I've seen more Denzel Washington movies than I have Chadwick Boseman. And, you know, and so I felt that he was always going, thank you for asking that question, Ms. Moderator. But I'm going to go back to the last seven questions that you asked before. I'm using my time for that. As I was saying, Chadwick Boseman, it's just a shame. It's a shame.
And tell them what got on your nerves when the moderator always said what to the vice president.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Vice President. Thank you, Vice President. Thank you, Vice President. Thank you, Vice President. I kept screaming, if this woman says thank you, Vice President, one more time, I'm going to put my fist through the TV, because she could not control. To me, that is their campaign thing. They're going to deflect, they're going to deny, and they're going to talk over the moderator. Because Chris Wallace, I thought he was going to have a stroke. Is it my time?
Sherry,
my time
you're moderating. I'm white politician talking too much. Go ahead and shut it down. I think, Kim, maybe we've found the best job for Sherry.
Thank you, Mr. Denman. Thank you, Mr. Denman. Mr. Denman, I said thank you. You're not going to keep talking over me. I'm going to tell you one more time. I will shut
this fuel in the economy,
I will shut it down. Turn off the mic. Turn off the mic and see what that's what I thought. Now, you ready to get it together? You ready to talk for 2 minutes like I told you when we went over the rules the first time? I said to you, you nodded your head. No, don't say nothing. Shh, just nod your head. And we're not going to have no more of this mess.
I'm wildly impressed.
Try me. Try me one more time, Mr. Vice President. I wish you would. Now, let's go. You ready? Turn on the mic. That's what kind of moderator they need.
You would tap into something so primally sexual with that robot. If you talk to that guy, he'd be like, oh, she's telling me what to do. We need you out there. Sherry, you need to moderate.
That's the kind of moderator they need. They need somebody. Yeah. They need a black mama. I'm not lying to you. They need a black mama up there to go. They need Jennifer Lewis up there as the moderator.
And you know, somebody who is just, like you said, in the middle of the role. She ain't got nothing to gain, you know. They need, if Fannie Lou Hamer was around. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to move on. Yeah.
But we had that. That's what we can. Oh, but we didn't talk about the fly. Give it 30 seconds.
The fly. That was going to ask you that too. What did you think about the fly that landed on anywhere else in the world in this whole building? Decided to land on Pence's head.
I like
because a fly know when it's some shit. That fly, I kept going, is that the TV? Is that a fly? Somebody said on Instagram, that was the only black friend Pence had, was that fly.
Oh God, that's funny.
I couldn't believe it. But literally, when you see a fly is always around where it's something, you know, they land on like dirty stuff.
And he was, so the fact, he was lying right then.
The fact that that fly, and the fly did its time, it did it in under 2 minutes and was gone. So first of all, that fly sitting on his hair for so long that it was so much hairspray that the fly freaking couldn't get out. It was just amazing to me. And the fact that you can go to Joe Biden's organization and buy a fly swatter, Kim. Mm.
No, that's hilarious.
Oh, it just... God. Literally, I would like to know from Chris and Nate, what did you think when you saw the fly in Vice President Pence's hair?
I was just like, yo.
Idiot.
Yo?
You sure you want to keep going to him? Kim, you still feel the same?
It was perfect. No, it was like the opposite of the Bernie bird. It was the opposite of the Bernie bird. Like, Bernie had a little, like, Tweety bird laying on his desk and was like, oh, how sweet. And then, of course, Pence, like, you know, over the scent of sulfur attracted all these flies to him.
Sulfur.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what, Chris? I thought it was on my TV. I literally thought the fly. I was like, how did fly come out?
It was like nails on a chalkboard, or just like if somebody has a fire alarm going off in the, like, it was driving me crazy because I'm just like, you feel that. Like, you feel that. And unless that's some kind of, like, Russian spy fly that's feeding him information or something, like, why do you want a fly on your head? Like,
why?
You get rid of that. It was weird.
He couldn't feel
that's
it.
That's true. You do feel a fly on your head, but I think had he tried to get it off, he would have messed up. Like, it was already too painful.
Doesn't it speak to the bigger picture, though? You two are comics. You're on stage. If something happens, you call it out. You build it into the act. Like, you run with it.
I don't think you knew. I think because, like Sherry said, there was so much hairspray that, it was too much. You know, I want to move on.
But Kamala saw it. Kamala saw the fly.
How you know she saw it? Because she was looking at it crazy.
Like, maybe that's why she did that face.
Yeah, she was like, dude.
She had those black. I don't know if you and Nate got it, Chris, but Kamala Harris had those black woman faces. Where she didn't say it, but you saw it on her face because, you know, where she had to keep her decorum. That's why I'm glad I'm not running, because I'm too demonstrative and it wouldn't have served.
Oh, God. Well. Here we go with another big word. Demonstrative.
Demonstrative. Well, like when you do politics, that's what it is. It's politics, and you got to be a certain way. You can't go off and go shut up, da da da. You know, I think that's where Biden messed up when he kept calling him a clown and looking, you know, and doing that. He'll be more prepared. One last thing, give Kim 30 seconds on the clock. What do you think about Trump canceling the debate and him with COVID? We didn't talk about that. He's got COVID now. We're praying that he gets better.
Does he? Really?
You're on the conspiracy tip.
I'm on this conspiracy tip only because perfect timing. Right after the debate that went south, that was not in his favor, let's come up with another distraction, something big that will take all the news. Everybody in his camp, this is the plan. Because he got to have a plan. This is somebody who deals with Russia. I think this is a plan. Nobody in their right mind says, if you get COVID at 77 years old, you're not going to be like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready. Yeah, let's do it. I just don't feel like you would. And you have symptoms. You're not going to be out there for your health. And then you just don't feel good. But then, you know, hey, now he's out there. He wants to go get in the car, give everybody else COVID, the Secret Service people. He wants to go back out on the campaign if he has it. I think it's irresponsible, but
Oh, is her 30 seconds up, guys? You keep track.
That's your time. Can I
say something? Do you have the clock or does Chris have the clock? Why did you cut me off? Huh?
Because I knew you went over 30 seconds and Chris is not doing. That's why I have to be boss with Chris and tell him, do you have the clock? See, I'd be trying to be soft with him. He ain't paying no attention to the clock.
All right.
Saying it.
Okay, go ahead.
Now I go over 30. He can be all over my
Can we go to our 20-minute black business break? But you want to talk about him and the COVID. What do you think? Conspiracy or does he really have it?
No, I think it would be very 20
seconds on the clock.
20 seconds.
I think it would be very hard to have this. I like this actually, this clock thing. I think it would be very hard to make it a conspiracy. It's too many people involved. You cannot keep a secret for that many people. However, I do feel like, and also him having COVID is really messing him up in the polls because he's not able to go rally. So if he was doing this to try to win, it's really kind of backfiring. Also, I do believe that he had it when he did the debate.
10 seconds.
That's why they got there late and didn't have enough time to take the test. I believe that he had it. I think it's very strange that nobody's coming going, hey, we took a test on him and it's negative. So I believe he still has it and he's trying to show the American people that he's still strong.
Comedian Shepherd.
Breathing hard.
Comedian Shepherd.
Okay.
Comedian Shepherd.
I'm done. We're done.
That was good.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Well said. We will agree or disagree on that one.
We need to do that right now. Like on the clock. Like maybe call it on the clock.
On the clock. Let's get that. Write that down, Chris.
All right. We got another segment.
On the clock politics. So that way we're not like going over and over. I like this. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going on our 20-minute break.
We're going to be on the clock the whole podcast. But right now we'd like to spotlight black businesses. We got a black business. Everybody, and this is a dear friend of ours, Sybil Wilkes.
Sybil Wilkes.
Yep. Go ahead. Do your turn.
No.
You want to read about Sybil? But I want everybody to see we worked with Sybil Wilkes on the Tom Joyner Morning Show together, and she's become a very good friend of ours. And since the Tom Joyner Morning Show is over, she has launched her own newsletter, and she has a YouTube channel. It's fantastic. We want everyone to go and subscribe to go to SybilWilkes.com, and it's Sybil with a Y, of course. What you need to know, please subscribe to her daily newsletter. If you listen to her on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, she was the one to give you what you need to know. I mean, it's very informative. Right here, it says, Sybil Wilkes has been an important listener resource for over 2 decades. Known as the voice of reason on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, Sybil delivers news, information, and entertainment with honesty, accessibility, and integrity, earning the trust of her nationwide audience. What you need to know is a news reporting that cuts through the clutter to get to the issues that matter in the African-American community. Sybil has leaders and experts who contribute detailed analysis, intelligence, dialogue. You know, that's when she's interviewing the people and culture with relevance. So YouTube, what you
with
need
what?
To know.
Culture with what?
Where are we going?
You said culture reverence. With what?
Reverence. What? Reverence. Relevance. There's a word called reverence too. This is a cold read. See how she does? Intelligent. There's another reference. Word. Reverence is a word. Reverence is a word.
Reverence and relevance.
Reverence is a word. Intelligent dialogue and culture. Relevance. Relevance. I didn't see the L. Okay. I didn't see the L.
Okay.
YouTube. Go to YouTube. She's a hater. She knows there's a word called reverence. Go to YouTube, what you need to know, and subscribe to her newsletter, SybilWilkes.com.
And just to say, we love Sybil Wilkes so much because Sybil Wilkes is a woman that's for women. When we started working on the Tom Joyner Show, usually you will be working with other women and they start feeling a little insecure about their own job, like you're trying to take it. Sybil Wilkes was one that just put her heart out to Kim and I, protected us, advised us. We wouldn't have made it through all the years that Kim and I were on the Tom Joyner Morning Show without Sybil Wilkes. So she celebrates women. And this is a business that she has started herself with other women. I think maybe 3 other women. And they're really trying to, you know, keep it going. And because Sybil, they're paying out of their pocket, their team. So please support Sybil Wilkes in what you need to know. It's a newsletter. It's a quick you know, 5-minute read. She sends you the issues that are concerning the African-American community, and also subscribe to her podcast, because she has some pretty phenomenal people on the podcast. If you did listen to Tom Jordan Morning Show, she has the whole team, J. Anthony Brown, Chris Paul, Huggy Lowdown, Kim and I, Tom Joyner's on there. But she also has really interesting leaders and thought provokers. So you'll get a lot from her podcast. Yes. We, Kim and I, and Dominique the comedian, and Myra J, Jackie Reed, and a woman who's an attorney for the NBA, were all on there doing the post debate. And it was the most interesting, electrifying, funny post debate show that I've been a part of. So again, please go and support Sybil Wilkes. Go to subscribe to what you need to know, and SybilWilkes.com. Can you flash her logo up one more time, Chris?
Nate's on it. Look at that.
And that's love this lady. We love this lady so much.
Yeah.
Okay. So and smart. That's it. So let's keep going. So can we go? The other thing I want to promote, there's a movie streaming on Netflix. I'm going to take over for this. Let me soften up. Sorry. You mind if I take over for this? Anyway.
You didn't even wait for the response, and that's the problem. If you're going to ask, you wait till I say, go right ahead. It's fine. See how that's the problem right there. That's why you're not getting none right now.
I'm not even going to address that. I'm not going to address that. And why don't you soften your voice? Your voice not soft neither. Talking about me.
I'm over here by myself too. I got all this bravado. Don't nobody want to hear this. Come here, baby. Okay.
Let me do this, please. If you want to, there's a movie streaming on Netflix right now. It's called Hubie Halloween, and I'm so excited about it because our dear friend, my friend to the end, Kim Whitley, is one of the stars of Hubie Halloween. It's produced and created by Adam Sandler. It's streaming right now on Netflix. It's a funny Halloween movie. And let me tell you, the feedback from people who've seen it, they're saying that Kim is one of the people who has stolen the movie. So this is a testament to what my friend does. This is what people are saying. It's not you. People are saying this. I've seen it myself where people said, gosh, somebody just sent Chris a text and said, I saw the movie your friend is in, and she was one of the people that stole the movie. It was so exciting to see that. So please watch Hubie Halloween. It's starring Adam Sandler, but Kim Whitley is one of the stars in the movie. I'm so proud of her.
It's a comedy.
And then pull out, we got our merchandise, which I don't know where I keep.
Right, everyone. We have our Two Funny Mama. There it is, T-shirt. There's a T-shirt. If you're listeners, we have
coffee mugs. We have masks. We're going to get journals in. Somebody says we need to get a Two Funny Mamas daily planner. I'm like, we can't even plan our day. Good grief! But
okay.
Did you want to show off your new tunes?
Okay, this is what I'm excited about. That was our break. This is what I'm excited about, Kim. So many people are submitting jingles.
Wait, first of all, buyjack.com/twofunnymamas for any of the merchardise. And
is
I want to tell
everybody. Yeah. No, it's not a backslash. It's just a slash.
It is a backslash. Okay, this way is the slash going? Just put the slash, the first slash y'all see. Buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. I'm not going to get if it's back or forward, but it's the one that go that way. It's the one where it lean to the right, okay?
No, that's something else, Ken. That's not the merchandise slash. If it's leaning to the right. Gosh, I'm so lonely.
That's all right. I'm ordering you up a pizza and a pizza. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
So you were talking about music, or what are you talking
about? We have listeners and viewers who submit jingles, and we've had Ron and Brandon, and we've had our Delta friend. I forgot her name. Oh, welcome to 53. But we had another submission. And it's from, oh my goodness, I got to give you the name because I want you to hear it. It's two different submissions. And Chris, I can't read the name. It's too little. Did I give you the name? Spitz does it.
Hang on.
Spitz does it. Kim. And he submitted a jingle. two different ones that I want you to hear. Chris, play the one with no sample.
I don't know which one that is.
This is from
it's,
Spitz.
It's if Joseph. You check that email, there's a
Oh, they can't find it.
This is what happens when you talk nice and you baby talk to
no,
me.
No, it's titled Short No Sample.
Short No short, Sample. No, ah, short here no we sample. Go. Watch out, beautiful mess, two real ones, so true, and the topics they address. So go ahead and subscribe, because the party gets live. Take a seat, get strapped, and they're about to take you for a ride. Two funny mamas.
Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas. Now, okay, oh, that nice. Is by Spitz Dozer. Doesn't that sound like we about to go start some stuff?
Two I like funny mamas,
like we riding in the drop top. Now, Kim, yeah. he did another jingle where he took clips of our podcast and sample them into the song. So, Chris, you got to start it from the beginning. Because oh, I want wow. Kim to hear.
She gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny do. Mamas.
So,
that happens.
And I'm like, I had
to. Too funny mamas. What's with the grin? Jeffrey and Kim. Yeah, that's them. About to throw down again. Tickling the soul from beginning to the end. To those friends, I love the way they do their thing. They digress, don't distress. Such a beautiful mess. Two real ones, so true. And the topics they address. So go ahead and subscribe, cause the party gets live. Take a seat, get strapped, and they're about to take you for a ride.
Like, you never sent me no naked pictures. I'm not my naked picture of you.
Two funny mamas.
You know why? I'm not naked ready. Like, if I was
two funny mamas.
The right body and
the bumps and bruises and
two funny mamas.
Those kind of
different on my body, and I'm just like
two funny
mamas. Now
that is
Spitz. What's his name?
Spitz does it. It's S-P-I-T-Z, and I don't know if it's does it or does it, but does it D-O-S-I-T. And I love this, but it sounds like two funny mamas are like hard, like in a drop top with bandanas on.
I liked it. I'm telling
but
you,
I loved it. It's I a funky it. Beat. It's a hip beat. It's like it now.
Like
what I
would
do,
like to listen to them and watch them. It sounds like we young. It don't sound like we old.
It sounds like we're young. And you yeah. know what I said? I could it's see us cool doing people. A music video, Kim, to this song. Don't you see like yes. us doing a music video? So Spitz does uh-huh. it. I want the listeners and the viewers to tell us, do you like A, which is no sample of Kim and I within the rap, or do you like B, which he sampled us talking to each other within Two Funny Mamas. So please let us know A or B, because we're going to make a music video with that one. Did you like that? It was yes. just bumping.
Where is Spitz out of? Is that his email or is that his Instagram? What is that?
No, that's his Instagram. Spitz does it. And let me see. Oh, I'm just going to tell you what he said. I'm writing as a fan of Two Funny Mamas podcast and as a fan of the Two Funny Mamas. Thank you for a great show. And I heard you say you're open to jingle. So I wanted to give you what I came up with. Once again, I love what y'all do. The Two Funny Mamas and the whole crew. Y'all got a real nice function set up. I like how it rolls and grows. Thank you for your contribution to this world of our existence. It's truly a better place with y'all in it. Much love and nothing but it. What's with the grin? Good. Sherry and Kim. Yeah, that's them about to throw down again. Tickling the soul from beginning to end. Two dope friends. I love the way they do the thing. They digress. Don't distress. Such a beautiful mess. Two real ones. So true in the topics they address. So go ahead and subscribe because the party gets live. Take a seat. Get strapped in. They're about to take you for a ride. Two funny mamas. Spitz does it.
Did you practice that? You did. You was up last night.
I did. Because I couldn't get that daggone rap for nothing. I worked on that thing for 40 minutes.
That's hilarious. Very good. I was impressed.
So we're going to do a music video.
I want to hear what everyone says about it.
We're going to talk about some other stuff next week, but there's some comments that I did want you to read from listeners. We had a listener from China, Kim.
What?
He said, I'm not sure if you would ever read this email, but I thought I'd send it anyway. My name is Benedict, and I'm an avid fan of your podcast all the way here in Singapore. Well, Singapore, I meant to say. Yeah. Kim, I have loved you from the moment I set eyes on you on the Steve Harvey Show. You are hilarious, and you never fail to crack me up and lift me on good and bad days. Your smile simply lights up the room. Sherry, you're one of a kind. I've been a fan of yours from The View. I grew to love you even more watching you on Dancing with the Stars and Mystery Iglesias. And P.S., I'm Asian. Wink, wink. He knows I love Asian men. I love it. And Benedict says, seriously, though, both of you are a gift from God, and I wanted to put that out there. I can't express how both of y'all helped me get through some of the toughest times this year. In June, I lost my grandfather to illness. I'm unemployed and unable to find a job, and my grandmother isn't in perfect health. But binge listening and watching to the two of y'all makes my day. I listen to the podcast whenever I take a shower, going for a run, driving, or riding my bike. And I was, speaking of riding bikes, I'm about to end this. I was binge listening to your podcast, and on my bike, my AirPods got disconnected. He lost his phone. He said he went back and forth. He couldn't find it. He said, but it's all right, because the last thing I listened to on my phone was you and Kim. He said, I just wanted to say, stay positive, stay happy, stay beautiful. Chris, you are gorgeous too, and I'm sending you love all the way from Singapore. Singapore, yours sincerely, Benedict Leong. Benedict Leong.
Oh, Benedict.
All the
that
way
was
from
beautiful.
Singapore.
Thank
that
you,
was
Benedict.
So beautiful.
But he said, this is the problem. He said Chris was gorgeous. That threw me a little bit.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Chris is go. Wait a minute. What? Benedict.
Maybe you in just- Singapore, they use different adjectives. Maybe gorgeous in Singapore means handsome. We don't
once
know.
Again, once again, positive listener interaction is getting me in trouble. Thanks, guys.
You no, just we love your haircut. It's great.
We think you're gorgeous too. And Benedict Leong in Singapore.
Benedict, that was fantastic. I hope he finds his phone. I really enjoyed
it. I
that.
Tell Benedict, I answer the email and I said, pick out something for you and your grandmother. And we would send it. Do we ship out to Singapore, Chris? It's
going
to
take a minute. This is Singapore. But
you can. Yeah. You
Amazon, well, this will be sure the first time.
That's a heck of a shipping charge.
I'm sure Amazon could get it to them. You know, you pick it out on Amazon.
You can get it
no,
to
we can
him.
Get
it's
it
just
to him.
Very expensive.
He don't want a phone. That's what he going to want.
He ain't going to want no Too Funny Mama's t-shirt. You want a phone. Well, you know, Benedict, if we hadn't been working on ourselves and doing so much for men, you'd have got that phone. But as Kim and I are in therapy and we really try not to spend money on men like we used to, before you get a phone from us, you got to sign a prenup and stop calling Chris gorgeous. So.
Yeah.
So we're going to send you, just pick out something. We're going to get it to you any way we can. Kim and I are going to have to dip in our pockets because this is going to be expensive shipping. But we love you, Benedict. Kim, read you got some comments. Nice.
Okay, we got some comments right here from Lulani Ross. Dear Two Funny Mamas, my name is Lulani and I am 23 Lulani. Years old. How you say Lulani, you think?
Lulani.
Lulani Ross. I'm going to start again.
Sorry.
Dear Two Funny Mamas, my name is Lulani and I'm 23. I must let you both know that you two are my aunties in my head. I thoroughly enjoy the podcast and have no complaint, especially since noticing the growth from the first episode. The dynamic, she's good for 23. I didn't even know these words, dynamic. I wouldn't have known that at 23. The dynamic between the two of you is breathtaking. I genuinely appreciate the authenticity and the rawness between my two beautiful, funny aunties. May I suggest something? Uh-oh. Considering you two are very wise and experienced in all aspects of life, how about a hashtag ask two funny mamas. That's nice. Segment, maybe every broadcast, answer a listener's question or give advice. I like that. Podcast couldn't have come at a better time with the state of emergency we are in. For that, I say thank you. Love you both dearly. And that's from Lulani Ross. Thank you, Lulani. So what we'll do right now is, hey, if y'all got a question, for Two Funny Mamas, please leave it in the comment and we will give advice on it and we will pick one question and answer it. Jesus, this podcast is going to be 4 hours long. As we add segments, but we'll do an ask a listener. I love that. We will ask the auntie, ask the listener, and then we'll answer that.
You got one more to read and then you're done.
One more. You don't know if I'm done or not. I'm done when I say I'm done.
Well, all right. I like that. That's what
now the listeners and the viewers are uncomfortable again.
Oh, gosh. This
is
from,
now, is this Jay Burt or Ja? See, J-A.
It's Joyce. It's for Joyce Burt. Okay. Joyce Burt is her name.
Oh, Joyce Burt. Okay, because she has it in her email. Hi, she might not have wanted us to say her whole name. You don't know that. She got big as day. Okay, anyway. Ja. Hi, Sherry and Kim. I have been completely obsessed with listening to your Two Funny Mamas podcast. You two ladies are so funny, which brings me to the reason for this email. I'm wondering if historically you and Kim are the first Black female stand-up comic duo. I say you are, and congratulations. Oh, but maybe some additional research will officially afford you to the title. No, we're taking it. It's so important to celebrate every aspect of your success. This can also inspire other Black women to team up their talents, whatever it may be, and work together. Keep up the good work, ladies, and I'll be standing by for your next podcast. Take care. Aww. Thank you, Joyce Burt. I appreciate that because Sherry usually pulls up negative emails. That was nice.
Today, I just wanted to do some positive emails. And I would like to, we are so thankful for you. Like I said, I think we have 33,400 subscribers. And we're so thankful and so grateful to you guys for hanging in there while we get through the kinks and all of this stuff. We do it because we love it and we love each other. And we just appreciate you. And we're thinking about if you're in St. Louis, we've been talking to Chris about bringing Two Funny Mamas to St. Louis to tape a comedy special that we're going to sell to one of the streaming sites, a Two Funny Mamas comedy special. So if that's something that you're interested in, next year in April, coming to St. Louis. So any St. Louis fans, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Listeners, we're always trying to increase our subscribers and our views. So if you could ask five friends, is five enough? Five friends to subscribe to our podcast. We would so appreciate it.
Yes, subscribe to our podcast, our YouTube podcast. If
you can hear us.
Yep.
You can hear us on any of your podcast platforms, Spotify. I don't know the other ones.
Can we explain that? Because I think as people are new to podcasts, like everybody knows, most people know how to get on YouTube. But say you can't take YouTube with you and you want to listen to us in the car, you want to listen to us working out, but it's on iTunes. It's on, you can put on your phone,
any of these podcasts,
Apple Podcasts, and you can just look up when you're at the App Store, just look up podcasts and there'll be an app.
I'm sorry.
What do you think? What else?
I was also going to say for the podcast, you can look up and just type in Google, Two Funny Mamas podcast, and it'll come up. Every podcast that we are on will come up where you could subscribe. So that's better, like Kim said, if you're gardening, if you're riding your bike, like Mr. Benedict Leong, if you're gardening, then you can listen. We like YouTube. We decided to do YouTube as well because we're actresses and we're comics. So you get to get the visual of us, you know, when you sit and watch us on YouTube. But absolutely, you can listen to us on, type up YouTube. Why do I keep saying that, Kim? Type up Two Funny Mamas.
Yes.
The podcast.
Subscribe, and it will come up. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if you guys have all those, just any podcast app is where you can listen.
And we're going to end it because, Kim, we've got to do a 2-minute promo.
We need to end it because I got to go to the bathroom. That's what we got to end.
Well, you got to put that bucket there. Just hold on.
No, I'm not doing the bucket again. I did that in the car and it spilled. So look. So what we're going to do.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to end the podcast. Next week, we're going to come back, people, and what we didn't get to do is talk about Chris and Nate and the pictures and what the overwhelming response is, and learning to touch ourselves, breast cancer awareness.
About submission.
Yes.
Submitting to
and
a man.
And please send a question in for us if you have it for that segment.
Also, there was one. Who would you like to... also, we're thinking about having more guests on. And we had Macy Gray. We had your friend, the relationship expert. What was his name?
Reggie Rogers.
Reggie. Mm-hmm. If you guys tell us who would you like to see us have on as a guest? And we'll talk to them for about 20 minutes about different things. But let us know because, you know, we can reach out to people. We know a lot of people in the industry. So maybe we can reach out to those people. So, you know, we're very open to suggestions like, you yes. know, Lelani gave us. So you end it because I'm looking for this.
So
thing
let us know, everyone. I want to thank everyone for watching and listening again. You truly are a part of the podcast. Just like Chris, Nate, we will call you the fifth wing. We appreciate all our fans and all our comments and being a part of it because you make us look good. So thank you. I'm Kim Whitley signing out. Have a wonderful week.
And I'm Sherry Shepherd. You guys have a great weekend and a wonderful week. In good times, in bad times.
Bad times. I'll be by your side forevermore.
That's what friends are for. I love you, Kim.
I love you, Sherry.
Bye-bye, everybody. Okay, Chris, when we do that means end the podcast. After we do all of that, Chris, it means you go out with the
what?
Just go out with the song.
He's playing with himself. I don't understand what's happening.
What's the deal, Chris? We ended with a beautiful song. People, the tears
and we're
coming down. Shot,
like,
and we're still on the screen.
I love you. I love you. It's supposed to be a cut. What are you doing?
So moved emotionally by your beauty.
This is the most bullshiggity production. This is why I said, it started with this yellow and pink border thing that he got. That's why I talked to Chris like this. Because he don't listen. I said... And I know good and damn well I'm probably going
to
end up
beat on myself. I got to go to Walgreens. I'll be
there.
Oh, Jesus, this boy. Sick of him.